Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the book of Psalms, and we are in Psalm number 56, a Psalm of David in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. And before I read that, I just want to say to those of you who feel hopeless today and you feel like there is no hope to be had, the truth is, I just want to remind you of the truth. The truth is there is hope. There's hope in the person of Jesus Christ. There's hope in the God of the universe who loves you, has sacrificed for you, and welcomes you back. There is no sin that's too big that cannot separate you from God, because that sin has been paid for in full. God has removed it as far as the east is from the west, and you can have a clean, fresh start today. There is always hope. Please do not give in to hopelessness. Your God is for you. He is not against you. All right, Psalm 56 says this: "Be gracious to me, God, for a man has trampled upon me. Fighting all day long, he oppresses me. My enemies have trampled upon me all day long, for they are many who fight proudly against me. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? All day long they distort my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They attack, they lurk, they watch my steps. As they have wanted to take my life, because of their wickedness, will there be an escape for them? In anger, make the people fall down, God. You have taken account of my miseries. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back on the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise. In the Lord, whose word I praise. In God, I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mankind do to me? Your vows are binding upon me, God. I will render thanksgiving offerings to you, for you have saved my soul from death, indeed my feet from stumbling, so that I may walk before God in the light of the living." Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, thank you so much for King David and his Psalms. I'm so thankful for them. And this is when he was actually seized by the Philistines in Gath. And so he has got some desperation going on. And Lord, I pray for the person who feels that same way. They have been trampled on by enemies. They have been fighting and fighting and fighting. And people have been against them. And they've been afraid. But I pray that as they have given words to their fears, they would give words to their trust, as David did, saying, "I will put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid." Lord, he asks, "What can mere mortals do to me?" And that's the truth. Sometimes we think that people are so big, they're like as tall as the Empire State Building, and yet they are nothing compared to you. Men can do a whole bunch of stuff to us, women and men and people and children and all of that, but you are greater still. And you watch it all and you see it all, and you give us strength when we're enduring punishment, when we're enduring taunts and verbal attacks. And so, Lord, we choose to trust you. And Lord, teach us to do what David here did. He kind of preached to himself. He preached to himself and said, "Okay, when I'm afraid, I'm going to put my trust in God. When I am frustrated, when I'm worried, I'm going to put my trust in the one who's trustworthy." Lord, I'm so thankful of this in verse 8. "You have taken account of my miseries and you've put my tears in your bottle." Lord, nothing escapes your notice, even the tears that we cry. And I am so grateful for that what I do and when I mourn and when I grieve, you know it all. You see it. And thank you for that, Lord. You are so good. And in light of that, Lord, I'm just going to choose to thank you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for keeping our feet from stumbling. Thank you for walking alongside us. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for adopting us into your family. Thank you for giving us a new family. Thank you for healing us of past wounds and trauma. Thank you for not despising us in the midst of our trauma, but welcoming us when we disclose it to you. And so, Lord, please bring healing, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As I mentioned a couple episodes ago, there is a Pray Every Day app that's absolutely free in the iTunes Store and in Google Play. I hope it's a blessing to you. And of course, it's just absolutely free, so no obligation. But if you would like to have an app on your phone to help you remind you to be prayed for every day, I have created it. Actually, I paid someone to create it because I was so passionate about getting into the hands of so many people. So thanks again for listening, and I hope your day is full of prayer and joy.